Hello guys, so this is Namaka, CEO of Swifty Confectionaries, and you're listening to the Uncensored Podcast. So on today's episode, we spoke about business, we spoke about ladies that try to milk guys for money. Like we spoke about a
Ooh.
lot. Like my dear, please, oh, this podcast is really fun and really crazy, so make sure you listen, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uncensored, the Unfiltered Truths podcast starts right about now.
Hi guys. Hello, hello, hello. This is me. Okay, wow. Welcome to another beautiful episode on the Uncensored Podcast. And I know that this year I said I was going to be consistent, but I'm trying. I mean, this is what, April, and this is the, I think, second episode. Okay, I'm not trying that much, but I'm trying, yeah. So, like you heard, I have my very first guest of the year. Today with me in the studio of my room, I have my beautiful, beautiful best friend
Her.
that has other best friends cheating on me.
Say lie.
Namaka. AKA Swifty
You
Confectionaries.
know it.
AKA Nwa. Gabby is again. Nwachina. AKA Top My Money. Leave no change. AKA CE. Have I said Swifty Confectionaries?
Yes.
Swifty, what's that one that they do when they are cooking food?
Swift caterers.
Swift Caterers. My girl is a serial entrepreneur. Okay, so introduce yourself.
Okay, hello
Which kind
guys.
of voice is this?
Hello guys.
So yeah, introduce yourself. How did we meet? And what have you been about?
How did we meet? You not tell me all this was before.
Okay.
Okay, hello everyone. So my name is Namaka Ezenwaka, yes. Or most people know me as Swifty of Swifty Confectionaries. I own a baking business. I'm shy.
Don't be modest about it.
Okay, so I yes, I own a baking business. I also have a mini catering business called Swift Caterers. Then I also have a startup business, Swift Luxury Events. Yes, it's basically where we plan intimate events, birthday parties, little like minimalist weddings, garden birthdays, just very little but very beautiful and creative events. Yes, we do that. And then we also sell flowers, like flower bouquets, and we do balloon decorations. This girl, you get out. My girl
So we do all of
is
this.
so yeah, it's still
The
like
full
a startup
package.
business anyway, but
I said don't be modest.
just don't worry. When we're out there, you definitely hear more about us.
That's so amazing. That's beautiful. Namaka is such a business person, and I am very, very proud of her to say the least. I know I tell her
Oh,
all the time,
do you? Oh, yes, you do.
But like when she was saying all these things that she used to say, I'm just like, that's my girl. Okay, I don't stand nonsense. So me and Namaka, we went to secondary school together. She didn't
Yes.
tell you that one.
Oh, yes, we did.
In SS1, we became very, very close. We were like five and six. I don't even know how because we were in school from SS1 to SS3, but when SS1 was when we became very, very close, and then we practically used to do everything together. One of my core memories was during that time we used to do holiday lessons. I used to stay at New, for those that live in Enugu, I used to stay at New Heaven while you stay in Fesi Transekun. I will enter We enter the same bus, obviously, but like I will pass my bus stop and go all the way to Fesi so that we can enter the mall just to buy. That time KFC's ice cream was how much again? It was
500.
500. We'll buy one, we'll now be sharing it in the mall.
Good
Then she will not leave me
times.
because after that, she could just enter Keke and go to house. Then I'll not have to go back again.
It's still the same thing. You will still enter bus, me I'll still enter keke.
No,
It's not as if you
I
travel.
was going back. You were going front.
But at the end of the day, day we ended up in the same place in life, right?
Bro, but yeah. Yeah, so we've been close ever since then, and we have a lot of memories. Some so embarrassing I can't say on this podcast.
Some so touching, you know.
Like which
I
one?
can, yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, really, she really helped me like become the woman that
Which woman? I
I'm
beg.
actually serious. Like,
I told
Oye helped me a lot, but she doesn't even know it.
Oh.
Because my junior secondary, I had like serious self-esteem issues. Like,
Yeah.
it was very bad. Like, I always felt like I was less. I always wanted to prove myself to every other person. And then, if at the end of the day, maybe they'll be like, this girl, you're not part of us. Shoo, 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 go out. And I'll go and stay one place and be crying. So that was actually what brought us together. One day she found me crying. She was not asking me.
I
You
actually
know,
don't remember.
yes, I was crying. Then she now came. She was like, why are you crying? This, we're not close. Just used to say, how are you? How are you? Because me, I was like friendly to everybody. So she was like, why are you crying? I told her that I feel so left out. So I was talking with these girls that I can't name. I can't really mention their names. So I was talking with these girls, and then they sent me out. Like, they were saying things like in code, and you know, I felt like I used to hang out with them, and
Yeah.
you get so I was like, what happened? What happened? They were like, I beg, I beg. They now turned and
They're
like,
so mean. Like girls were so mean in
so
secondary
they
school.
just like, you know, backed me, and then they were saying their thing in secret. Like, I felt so bad. I ran out, ran into a classroom and started crying. So that was how Oyena found me. Then asked me like, what's, and I explained everything to her. She was like, don't mind them. Like, don't ever feel left out again. I'll be your friend. I'll always be here for you. And
Oh,
then
I don't
she
remember.
don't remember now.
Oh my
It's a
God.
good. So yeah, so that was basically it. And Oye has always been very outspoken. So she was like, she has this bold person that doesn't really care about what anybody says or what anybody thinks. So yeah, obviously when we stay hanging out together, it's still rubbing off on me a bit. I tried not to care about what people said about me or how they treated me. I just said to just be my own person. And yeah, this
This is
is
such
me.
a shocking revelation. And I feel like
You are a
our
very foolish person because I've told you this thing like three times. You know, you don't need to remember. It's only cefalopril,
Wait,
cefidin
hold up, hold up. And you know, it makes so much sense because I think that I really from the beginning I hated bullies and I don't like it when people don't, you know, give themselves enough credit for the things that they do. And the thing is so it's so evident because right now when I was saying to do it yourself, I was making sure that you're not being modest about it. Because you have really come a very long way, you know, you have. And I tell you every opportunity I get. So even if I don't remember the story, it sounds like a very classic Oniye. Oh, would you look at that? I didn't know
Definitely.
that this podcast would take this turn. So you guys see, I'm a good person, okay?
Sometimes you try, you try.
Yeah, so when it was time to field, there was nothing I not beg this girl to put TNN. She said, no, that she will not go to TNN. So that's why people have probably never heard of her like that because after secondary school, she went to UNIZIC, which is in Anambra.
Princess Bobo. Yeah,
Okay.
I try,
And
I
I went
try.
to UNN, which is in Nsukka. So we are doing long distance relationship for a very long time, you
Yeah,
know.
we almost broke up for no reason at all.
No, you are the one that would have broken us up. But let's not go there
Because
because
you were being petty.
I was not being petty. Do
You
you want to go there?
let's
Do you want to go
let's
there?
let the sleeping dogs lie.
I was her girlfriend that will leave school and enter bus and go and see my man. That's the kind of
Yes,
girlfriend I was, if you
you
understand
were.
what I'm saying.
Yes, you were.
Anyway. So I don't know. Fast forward, we've just been very, very intentional about our relationship. Not so much, but I know that, you know, she's someone that's very, very close to me. She's dear to my heart, and you know, I wouldn't trade our friendship for anything in the world. This I didn't want this podcast is getting too mushy, you know. But yeah, that's just like a backstory. So she's my, you know, real definition of ride or die. Her mom is in love with me. Her mom is probably in love with all her friends. Her mom is that kind of person. But for the fact
My
that her
mom is in
mom
love with
knows me,
everybody I'm in love with.
I'm
Like,
telling
if
you.
I should tell her, mommy, this person, worst person, she's like, I told come be free and I'll be more. Translation, don't come to my house again.
Anyway, yeah, so that's it for like a little backstory. So I just want to ask you like some questions because Enamaka is somebody that is very, very business minded and she inspires me because I'm not really, if I say I'm not a business person, she feels decked me because she believes that everybody's supposed to be doing business, you know.
I mean, why not?
So right from time, I remember that time when we were in secondary school, SS3. Swifty Confectionery just started baking then. So she would bake.
Actually, okay, yes, the baking. But as at GS3, I was bringing Okirika clothes to school. I don't know if you knew me then.
Are you okay, this girl?
I'm telling you.
Why are you bringing Okirika clothes to school in GS3?
This is that time.
Why would they seize it?
What is the name of that woman? Oh, that, was he head of you that time that is fair?
Amafi.
Yes. This woman came and seized all the clothes in my bag.
But why won't she seize it? Why are you selling Okirika clothes? I think I remember.
I don't know.
Like, right from time, it's meant for this, for them to burn this girl with container in her hand as she was coming out. But Yanamaka has been very, very business oriented right from time. And the earliest I remember you starting Swifty Confectionery was when we were in SS3. We used to stay at the back then. Yanamaka will bake cake. Bake cake in quoted marks. Sometimes she forgets to put flour. Sometimes forget to put
it
sugar.
Just once.
Sometimes forget to put butter. And I remember that most of the time the cake will burn. We used to call her burner girl that time. The cake will burn, and then she will now bring the bits and pieces and put it in waterproof and come and share for us backbenchers.
Boy, you
see, because it was sweet, and I was always looking forward to that her scatter cake.
Exactly.
But yeah, that was the earliest I remember. But now Namaka bakes wedding. She bakes any kind of, if you want one where the man is doing some assaulting in the monkey shadow, she can do it for you, you know. So I don't have to briefly talk about like, when did this whole business thing start? Like, when did you feel the need to, you know, do something to feel a need and to get money out of it? When did it start?
Okay, so I think basically I stepped baking to make money in 2016. I was baking what I thought I was baking, because God knows that I can't even give my enemy that thing right now.
Because you were so passionate about it. I was
okay. I mean,
if you want, they were
not horrible though, because I was actually selling, but I had just one customer, my friend. And it wasn't like I was selling to him. He'd be like, let me buy things now. So you make chocolate cake for me. So he'll just like buy the things and then I'll bake it for him. Not the one that's this is the particular price. No. It was till 2017 that I decided that, I should start baking and selling. Because this is actually a lucrative business. So
yeah, even before the baking, I'm saying like, when did you start wanting to do business?
Wanting to do business. I can't say because it has. I feel like it has just been there.
Yeah.
Because at that 2016,
Anambra babes. They play.
I think this whole thing they say about business being inbuilt.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Anambra people, I think it's true. But for me, this girl is crazy
when it comes to Kai.
Because I know as at that 2016, before I even started thinking about baking professionally.
Yeah.
I was selling skincare products.
I remember Oriflame.
Hey,
we know here what that year.
I'm telling you, I was selling skincare products with Oriflame. I was doing manicure and pedicure.
I remember that too.
Yeah.
You show this baby to fix nails then.
I fix nails for people and they pay me. Then I started selling perfumes and body sprays as well.
It's like it's only a ritual you have not done.
Yeah,
in this life.
I'm telling you, I started selling body sprays and perfumes. Then at one point I sold per sheet. But it was like very brief one set I brought. I don't know, it didn't sell. Maybe because the size of the per sheet was small. I don't know where my mom brought it from. I think she went somewhere then.
And
then
your mom is like that. Yes. And she always encourages you. Hey.
Yeah, my mom is like that.
Yeah.
That's how it started. And I've been passionate. In fact, everything about cooking, baking,
yeah,
I enjoy it. So,
no, because those are people that you ask them their hobbies. If I bring our yearbook now, our yearbook is here, I can actually stretch and bring it. I ask you what your hobby is cooking. How can somebody say that their hobby is cooking?
Yes, I mean,
How?
Cooking,
what
no,
goes through the process?
But not like warming food. I don't like warming food.
No, leave warming. Like, actually,
no,
being in the
I'm
kitchen, Yodabasi type thing. Cooking.
Yes, it's interesting. Imagine
how?
Exploring new recipes. Like, you know, that you can just add raw rice and carrot and then do magic and turn to fried rice or turn to one oriental rice.
Why is that exciting?
It's because exciting because it's food. Don't you like food?
I love eating food, but I hate
exactly.
cooking. Cooking is so, like, a lot of process. So that someone will just the very
it's,
first because
yeah,
I actually learned how to bake cake.
I mean,
cake is
on.
Even the worst self. Mm. I learned how to bake cake and decorate cake. There was one time I spent hours baking and doing fondant and everything, and then just for them to just wire the cake like that.
No, they will not wire the cake.
I was like, is this my blood, sweat, and tears?
That
you just cut
no.
it like, and that's the thing. So like cooking and baking is such a high effort, low reward because after.
No.
6 hours, you'll be hungry again. You're not in
that
kitchen and start.
You felt that way because they did not pay you for that.
They
cake.
Paid me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why would I feel like that?
Because, like, the stress is not worth the payment at that point, at that time. I think they paid me 8K. From that 8K, I went to go and buy things I used and do the cake. And it was fondant. Blue fondant. I spent the whole night decorating that cake. Anyway, we digress. So, when did you now finally decide that, okay, is baking, leaving other businesses aside,
mm-hmm.
there is only baking and you focus on, you know, baking, catering and all that.
Okay, I think that should be ending of 2018. Yeah, either ending of 2018 or early 2019. So, I was still doing all my businesses, dragging everything along. Like, at a point, people in school knew me by different names. Like,
so I say, oh, Swifty Bechel, I say, oh, Swifty Maya, oh, Swifty Perfume.
So, like, I might be passing, so I'll be like, Amaka Perfume, Amaka Perfume. I'm like, it's me that calling you. I'm like, hi, please, when will you have this body spray? I just I'll tell them, this one, okay. I might be passing, maybe that same day, I'm
yeah.
passing that. I'm like, Amaka Cake. I'm like, oh, God. Like at that point, I did not mind.
Yeah,
I did not mind. I was like, now wow, see me, or me that was saying I wanted to maintain a low key, like being in university. I did not
low key care.
I did
with your business acumen.
I mean, I tried. I tried for like the first year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was it. So, at a point, because I had a lot of things I was doing at the point, I wasn't really giving it enough publicity because
okay.
there was no time. Oh yes, that point I was also cooking.
Wait, please, can you hold up, please? Pause. Do you know what Namaka studied in school? Because you're thinking that okay, Namaka did not go to university or she just, you know, stay in the house and learned. I went to Namaka studied med lab, medical laboratory science, MLS,
histopathology major.
And she was, I used to tell her then when she was school that your med lab is your side hustle. And this cake thing you're doing is actually the main thing that you came to this world to do.
I mean,
so you're so crazy. So when she was doing all these things, she was still going to school.
Yeah. What can I say?
Continue.
So anyway, you know when you're doing like so many things at the same time, obviously, they're going to be lacking.
Yeah, definitely.
Point, so.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah. I was doing the whole jack of all trades thing. So I had a friend. He was like a senior colleague then. So I don't know, like, just out of the blue, you know, when someone just comes to tell you something, like, you guys did not really have a prior discussion or anything.
Yeah.
It just came out like that. Ah, Maka, this is your jack of all trades thing, Shao. It's good though, but I would advise you to pick one and focus on it. Because a jack of all trades is a master of none. So it would be better for you to master one. So it got me thinking. I was like, okay, this is actually true, Sha. And this, it just came out from nowhere.
Yeah, he like, just came out.
It just came from nowhere. So it got me thinking. So I thought about it. I was like, is that actually true? It's actually true. And at that point, my perfume business wasn't really doing so well. Because, you know, Nigeria, everything, like the price of perfumes and body spray just they're going up like so it was hard for me. I wasn't really making profits and all that, so I said that I should just go with the business that I've always been passionate about from day one.
Nice. Yeah. Anyway, so I wanted to briefly talk about, because you're actually the right person for this, you know, being a woman, you know, striving so hard to make sure that there's no point in time where you're not doing something, you know, having this business acumen. Enoka can literally not stay idle. She must be doing like business. We didn't even talk about how you've successfully organized 2 mini trade fest stuff in your in your campus back at Nnewi.
Yes.
So the baby is a big babe. So she's into she do organized trade fair things, you know. Agree now?
Yeah, of course I do.
So that is also like she called for many vendors. I know like someone that likes to do all this whole surprise birthday. Like she's a event planner.
I love planning.
Even though
planning
she has
events.
Not gone to school for it. I feel like
it's very therapeutic.
I feel like you should venture into that eventually.
I had it in mind at a point. Sha.
What happened? I'm still baking chocolate cake.
It's still on my mind.
I think you should, Sha. Anyway, so that being said, you're someone that is very, very industrious, and I really love that about you.
Thank you.
So, when I was thinking about what to record, what to talk about in my next episode, I stumbled upon a post where, so this babe and this guy, they had just recently exchanged contacts that day. So they were texting and chatting normally. Oh, hey, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. So, not up to 5 minutes into the conversation, this girl is like, bye for now. It's like, bye. It's like, I'm going, no, bye. It's like, okay, my data has finished. Chai. So you will not subscribe for me. I'm like, the guy was not like, sis, I just met you. Started talking like 3 minutes ago. What do you mean I should subscribe for you? So the girl was not like, I beg, if you're not subscribing, bye, fuck off. And he blocked she. I don't know who blocked her, but like that's where they come. I think the guy blocked the girl. So the thing just took me to like a whole school of thoughts where babes and girls are like, oh, you know, feeling entitled to a man's money. Now I'm very careful about the words I choose because there are a lot of people that are like, okay, allow men to provide, allow men to do the providing, allow men to spoil you. If a man is not spoiling you, he's probably spoiling another person. If a man is not spoiling you, he's not worthy of love. And, you know, basically seeing men as objects because in their own definition, they also see babes as, you know, objects of sexual gratification or whatever. So they do not waste time to ask for money. And then there are a lot of podcasts. You know, there's a podcast pandemic right now. There's a lot of podcasts that we're talking about. Oh, if you can't pay for my handbag, you know, you saw that I'm a babe. The lifestyle cost. The lifestyle cost, now you don't know.
I tell you.
You know, and you're moving to me. You know, and you're not trying to call me a good guy. Blah, 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 blah. So, like, I don't just have that conversation, you know, especially coming from your own point of view where, like, you don't wait for any man or any woman at all. To, you know, put bread inside your mouth, you actually go out to work for your stuff. So what do you have to say about, you know, the current pandemic of a team?
Okay, so a lot of things.
Did I just pour out my heart for you to start this thing with a low tone? You're supposed to start with the tempo in which I stopped.
So, no, what I mean is that there could be a couple of reasons. First of all, let's start with the fact that maybe the girl doesn't like the guy and she's trying to chase him away by billing him.
That's disgusting.
It is, but then some people are like that. So, this is one scenario. Okay. Then another scenario is that the girl is hungry and she's just looking for someone to prey on, which is just very sad. I'm telling you, it's very, very sad. Because what do you mean by my sub has finished up for me? I don't understand. Why do you have a phone? Go and sell your phone. Because Why? Jeez, no, I don't understand
It's
though.
so,
It's actually
you know,
very.
this, I'm very passionate about this topic. I'm very
No,
passionate about when it comes to,
it's
oh,
very
pay my
irritating.
bills, pay my bills.
It's
Because
very irritating. Like, is it that you don't have shame?
they don't have
Like,
shame.
you don't have shame. Where is your pride?
Thank you for that question. Because I feel
Like,
like
where is your pride?
as women now we are losing our pride. You know, the thing that makes us mature, the thing that makes us, you know, to be sought after. And I don't know how to say this, but we are doing a very, very bad job, honestly. I would never subscribe to the whole thing of, okay, a man should pay my bills. Even if I say this one, they'll be like, But like, there's a difference between, you know, when someone is your husband, when someone is your boyfriend, and when someone is just like a guy that is interested in you. Do you understand? Where that whole, okay, you being entitled to somebody's money, probably in marriage, and I can excuse that. But you people are giving these guys like a lot of premise and a lot of excuses to treat us as trash because a woman cannot sob for herself. Not that she wants to, because I feel like this babe, she probably has money. Not even has money. Like,
She has sob. She just feels like, okay, this one now, let me get something from you.
that is
Let
very
me milk
crazy.
you.
I don't know how to put this thing
Like,
into words,
this
but I'm just
is.
like, why would a grown ass person be begging another grown ass person for money to subscribe their phones?
Like, I don't get
I'm
it.
disgusted to say the
You
least.
see, women, we are our own problem. We are our own problem. This is why most women fall prey to evil men or men that will end up maltreating them in future.
Exactly.
Because why won't he treat you anyhow when you don't have value for yourself? When you don't have anything to offer? Like, how you're meeting someone and your first thing you're doing, you're trying to build the person, collect money from the person.
I
The
can
person is
never
just going
understand it.
to see
Wallahi.
you as, ah, this one is materialistic, this one just wants money. Oh yeah, now that means I can just use my money and blind and still do whatever I feel like I want to do. That is very bad. Most women now that end up in abusive relationships is mostly because of the money.
Yeah,
It's
it's
mostly
the
because of
money
the
because
money.
I don't think there's
Because
any other thing.
if you are an independent woman, if you have your own money, which man wants to come and tell you nonsense? Which man wants to come and raise his voice at you or come and shout you or beat you and you stayed? It's not even possible. Most of these things, it boils down again to low self-esteem.
Thank you.
Low self-esteem. Because
Thank
if you
you.
hold yourself like in high
If you
regard,
regard
you
yourself so
cannot
high, you
go and be
can't
asking somebody for, in
more or
fact,
less
even
a stranger.
money for clothes or bags. What is subscription? For like, guy, how now?
A stranger would see, you not even say,
You
okay,
can't
let's
go.
talk about the weather the first 2 days. I just meet you now. I collected your number. The next thing you're saying is sub for me. Hi. No. Another thing you said about low self-esteem, I actually agree to it because
Yes.
it is very crazy. And there's this whole thing also going online. Everybody's like, there's only post, I don't know whether it's as play or stuff, but people post it a lot on their status. Oh, if you think I'm not a materialist, okay, you're not like other, something like that. Like, a lot of people are going around with this mindset of, oh, I'm a materialistic person because they feel like closed mouths don't get fed. So like every baby is like, oh, I'm a materialistic person. No, disclaimer, disclaimer. I'm like other girls, you know, things like that. And I'm just like, okay, oh, if it's joke, okay. But like me, I cannot even joke that kind of thing because when you now say, okay, you are not a materialistic person, it's not as if you're doing pick me, and you know, because that's what men love to hear now. And when you say, oh, okay, I don't believe that if you're in a relationship. Mind you, not marriage. If you're doing boyfriend and girlfriend, if you yourself don't believe that your man should be 100% paying for your bills, then you're a very stupid girl.
See, people, I don't know the kind of mindset people have these days. Like, I don't understand. Okay, you're a materialistic girl. Nobody said you should not be materialistic.
Work hard for your money. Don't be materialistic on somebody else's money.
Thank you. And this is what people don't like to hear.
Being materialistic is not a horrible thing. But do you have the money to get those material things for yourself?
Why are you materialistic on top of another person?
Like, why you don't have money? You're telling me that you're materialistic. Yes, CBC Wala. Be materialistic in your father's house now.
This is very crazy.
No.
No, what does it make sense?
Me right like now? This. I know. I like expensive things. I like fine things. And I work hard because I want those things.
Do you get?
I'm not looking at anybody to give them to me. Like, when...
A lot of people don't have this mindset. You know, it's more than... It's more because two of us are here and we have the same mindset. You think that, okay, that's how people are. A lot of people don't have this mindset. And that is why, to an extent, when men have been... Maybe, let's say, a man had a previous relationship with this kind of babe. They now come out and feel like their whole worth is dependent on what they have to offer, the kind of money they can give. And then you see that they don't even take out time to develop their character. They're not emotionally intelligent. They are not...
Is it the men or the women?
The men. They are not any other thing apart from rich.
Yes.
And I hate... that would say you should not hate anybody. But like, I detest... that kind of behavior, because it's like it's too shallow
and and you won't blame them, because the women they've met have shown them that it's just money. Once you have money, you have it all. So they're like, okay, like I've actually met guys that say that nothing concerns them and relationship, or that which girl wants to be with them because they don't have money, that all girls want is money. I've actually met people that have said this type of things. Like, the guy was so sure that
all the girls in this world.
No girl. Like, girl, don't even tell me that all the girls that he likes, that they're out of his league. Because he feels like he doesn't have enough money
to
maintain them.
Are you a dog? Like,
you don't have enough money to maintain. These are girls that are still looking. Very
crazy.
Those girls now. There are probably girls that have collected money from other guys to look like that.
To look like
that. They probably don't even have anything. They probably don't have anything. And then you're trying so hard to...
The lifestyle.
Then the girl that now likes you, you will not like her back because you feel like this one.
Yeah.
She's not hot enough. Yeah.
It happens a lot. Do you know, I saw this actually post.
Real. Like, yeah. Somebody told me this. Like, I was having a conversation with the guy. He was telling me this. That the girl that he likes, the girl is out of his league. I was like, but there's this other girl that I know that used to follow. You know, I say, that girl is not his level. I'm like,
ha! So which level are you, actually?
It's not like that. The other girl, that the girl that he likes, if you see them, they look so classy. They wear fine clothes and this one. But that one that she used to dress in here. I'm like, okay, those ones that are dressing all flashy. Do you know how they got those clothes or how they got the money?
Yeah,
I'm like, this thing you're saying now, it doesn't make sense. Because this other girl, you like her as a person, but because you feel like she's not flashy enough for you, you get...
Men have audacity. Although that's not our topic today, but anyway, wake me up by 5 a.m., wake me up by 3 a.m., and say, let's talk about the audacity of men. I will wake up with my two eyes open, my ears be dangling. You're in the level that you hate, and somebody has agreed to go down to that level with you. And you're saying, no, this person is in a lower level than me for accepting. How do I put it? Because a babe accepted the level you're in, that babe is not your type. You understand? Because you don't want a type of person that will settle for someone that is you.
Yeah.
That is as rubbish as you. Don't understand?
Yes.
Men and the audacity. Here we go again. Mm. But yeah, I digress. So the only thing I'm saying is that, ladies, please, from a sister to a sister, let's start giving ourselves, from a woman to woman, woman to woman, let's start giving ourselves more respect.
Value yourself. You're a queen.
Not everybody's a queen, Sha, honestly, but at least act like a queen.
Most of us are queens.
Have
self-respect. There's nothing bad in having self-respect.
I'm very, very passionate about this topic.
Don't settle for less. It's very crazy. Don't stoop low because of money. Because what money is has money?
Become such a such an idol in our generation. Like, and I'm just
Shelly,
like,
they say, how much is money? How much is money? What's we?
And I'm just like, money has become such an idol. The way people talk about money is so crazy because people have forgotten that money. People have forgotten that money is a tool. Do you understand? You use money to get things. Money is something you're supposed to control. Do you understand?
Money is supposed to just like remote.
Money is supposed to work, not you working for money. And we have twisted the whole principle, and we are now chasing after money instead of like being getting value. Because money, like value, attracts money. Do you understand?
Yeah.
If you have value, money will definitely come to you. But you will leave value and now be chasing after money, and now be chasing after people that you think that have the money. Do you understand? Another thing that has brought about this whole money being an idol is social media, because Instagram, I keep on saying this, I say this in my last podcast
episode. The pressure is just too much.
The pressure is crazy, too much pressure, you know? On ourselves. And then you see people that have, you know, all these nice, flashy things. Now you now go and I'll be billing innocent boy to be giving it to you because you want to, you know, upgrade your lifestyle. That is crazy. Can we start to live within our means? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Like, how bad is it that you just met somebody now and 2 minutes later they're asking the person to sub for you? How bad is your generational poverty? How bad is your self-esteem? How
just get busy.
That's, people don't want to get busy because in the past it has worked for people just shaking hands and they give you money. So they don't want to work for anything. But aside having money, there's this respect that comes with the fact that you own your shit. You do things, you get money, and then you get whatever thing you want to get.
And then this social media thing you said just reminded me of one time. I think before I like went into my business full time, I would come online on Instagram. I'll be seeing like my classmates, maybe from secondary school, everyone's looking all hot.
Yeah.
Wearing the latest hairs, you know, new bags, new dresses. I'm like, hey, these people are my mates.
Chanel and Van Cleef.
These people are my mates. So look at me. I'm here and then they're all flashy. And it made me feel bad. I was like, like maybe I'm not doing something right.
Yeah.
You get me? I'm not doing something right. I don't know what they did to get their money. I don't know. But
I'm just saying, let's call it speed. Mm-hmm. There's nobody right now.
Yeah.
There's nobody that is in our age bracket right now that can sit down comfortably afford a Chanel bag. Let's just be real with ourselves. Let's just be real with ourselves. Unless you're dating someone that is very, very rich. Or you're doing wrongs. Let's call it speed, honestly.
Well, I know then I used to feel bad, like that maybe I'm still backward. Everybody's
moving forward.
But then I was
in your house, tying your wrapper, exactly, sweating, no lights.
I was jobless. I still working.
Yeah.
I still working, and then I was like, oh, okay. Actually, funny enough, he pushed me. I'm like, I need to make my own money so that I can also afford these nice things that I'm seeing. It's not the one that if I see it, then I'm thinking, how will I get the money? And it has never been in my nature to ask anybody for anything. Like, I'm that proud.
That's the thing. Like,
I'm that proud.
Where is your pride, like, woman?
When it comes to money.
Woman, where is your pride?
I have pride. Because
my dad was telling me, like, some days back that I have, like, I would not ask somebody for money. But then I will now also expect them not to ask me. Do you understand? Yeah. Because like I'm on my own. So day or day, let me day my day. So I would never go out of my way to, I hate owing people. I would never go out of my way to borrow money. And also I don't expect people to, because of that, I don't expect people to borrow money from me. So I just want to be self-sufficient. If I'm feeling generous, I can give you something. But like, I want to be like financially self-sufficient where I don't even have to. It was a struggle for me to ask. I keep on saying this. It was a struggle for me to, when I was in secondary school, when I was in university, it was a struggle for me to even be asking my dad for money that I know that is rightfully mine. Do you understand?
I'm telling you.
Like, months will end and I'm like thinking of how to twist my mouth to ask him for money. But for this year, someone that I just met 3 minutes ago, and I'm asking you to sub for me. Hey!
Like,
Arise, women of valor. Agogies, rise. I hate so much.
Like,
I hate so much when I see things like this.
When I was in school, to ask my dad for money, sef, he did week me normal, like money for food stuff, which is maybe something I'm supposed to be sending monthly.
Yeah.
I think I used to, like, before I ask him, I'll know that he don't actually read, though. Like, yeah. he don't too read before I ask him. So sometimes, like, I don't know what he even used to think, sef. Maybe he used to think I used to carry food from the house or something. Because it's like,
parents like those kind of people. Look.
They would not,
and that really likes my financial distance.
And then me being the last born, everybody just felt like my brothers were always sending me money, left, right, center, anyway, good money. I can count how many times I called my brother to ask for money throughout my stay in the university.
Yeah.
I can literally count. And anytime I call them and say, I need money for this, they don't even waste time. They send it immediately because they know that I don't ask. Like, and they'll be like, what happened? Did anything happen? Did they rob you or something like that? So, like, it must be an emergency for me to ask. So, like, I didn't even know when I was, like, I wasn't doing it intentionally.
Yeah.
But I found out that I was doing it.
So, like, you were getting
At a point, you know? Like, I didn't even notice when my dad sent me allowance or when he did not. I was already like providing for myself.
For yourself.
Yes.
Like, and there's this sense of freedom that just comes with it.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, it's quite amazing. Moral lesson number one. It's good to be a materialistic babe. It's good to want the nice things of life, mm-hmm. but don't want it on another person's money. On another person's head. If you're materialistic, work hard to get your own money. It's not a foreign concept.
No.
Number two,
please, my queens, get busy. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Do something. Like, don't just stay idle.
Because idleness breeds insults.
Plenty.
Imagine getting married with this mindset.
Plenty.
You're begging your husband for money to buy a pad. Hey! God forbid.
My queens, please. There are a lot of business opportunities out there. A lot of businesses you can do with start with zero naira. You can start importation business. That one is like, I think that's one that is raining now. Like, with zero naira, you can start your importation business. You can just find someone that does drop shipping and just pair with the person. Tell the person, okay, is this CEO, CCCCC?
Yeah.
Because the person herself will be making her own profit too, because you'll be drop shipping through her.
Yeah.
So, person will be excited. Third person, please, I'm interested in this. Maybe you can just choose a particular product and be importing it and be selling. Like that, people know that, okay, maybe if it's sunshades, anytime they think of sunshades, they think of you.
Yeah.
If it's jewelry, when they think of that, they'll think of you. If it's bags, when they think of bags, they'll think of you. So that's just it. Like, you can do that. You can learn a skill. Like, mm-hmm. learning a skill can never, ever be overemphasized. Because it's something that stays with you. It's something you can use to make money. As you've learned that skill,
you can teach forever.
Yeah. You can teach people. And you can make money from teaching, even if you don't want to use that skill. Like, for example, me as a baker, if I decide today I don't want to bake again, I can open up a baking academy and say I will just be teaching people how to
bake. Oh my God, he teaches people how to bake. Yes, I remember when I joined that your class for 500 naira. You have a certificate on top of it.
Yes, I do. I teach people how to bake.
Not even Namaka never do for this.
You can just stay and say, okay, so you just be teaching people how to bake. And you're making your money. You'll be cashing it. Even if you want to have an online class, you will still make... People make millions of money just from having online classes.
Yeah.
Maybe something that you can just video in one day and then... Put it up on maybe Telegram.
Yeah.
People just post ad on Instagram. People will be coming. But before you know what's happening, you see
money is
like
entering your 1,000 account. So I can afford the lifestyle that you so desire.
So yeah, you don't need to be billing somebody's son and be bringing down your self-esteem. Come on. We are better than this. We are bigger than this.
Yeah, actually.
And hey, another thing I even want to mention. Please, queens. queens.
Queens.
And there are always
wanting their man to buy heaven and earth for them on their birthdays.
Yeah.
When is now the king's
birthday? The king's birthday. A king was born.
You buy him boxers and hanky as per at a log would answer. Like, I don't understand.
Boxers and hanky and the singlets.
Hey, that thing, he annoys me. Because as a baker, of course, I'm a vendor. Ladies come and meet me. They say, ah, okay. So their man's birthday is maybe next week and they want to do something for him. Okay. Me expecting you to go all out.
Yeah.
This is your man. And for you to even want to do this, I'm sure he has done more for you, like times 10,
yeah,
times 20, whatever you want to do. I'm sure he has done it for you. So you now come and saying, ah, hey, no, it's above my budget though. I want to do, just give me, in fact, give me 2 cupcakes.
Ah!
Do 2 cupcakes and wine. Ah, no, red wine is expensive. Oh, put fruit wine. Like, please, let me tell you. You see, men are not loved enough.
They are not, actually.
This
is tell us, tell us your secret.
Men are not loved enough.
That's why when you show them the smallest of, they're like, oh my yes. gosh, so you're an angel.
When you show them just the slightest amount of kindness or love, appreciation, they don't take it for granted. You see, some of them self will start crying.
Okay, moral lesson number 3, I remembered. Money is not everything. Like I said, money is a tool. Money gets you things. You know, money gets you. See money as a tool to get something. See it as a remote you use to change channels. It's not the TV. It's not what you're watching. It's just a tool, right? And you need to stop. Place money is a servant. We are not supposed to serve money. Money is supposed to serve us. Do you understand?
Mm.
So instead of chasing after money, chasing after people that have money, try and, you know, build up value. Give, like, do things that will add value to you. Money will definitely flow. Like, it's current. It's a currency, so it's a currency. Ooh, flows, you know. I've listened to a lot of financial stuff because Esther is still black and broke, yes. But we are getting there. Do you understand? So if you take our time to, like you said, skills and all, build value, money will definitely flow in. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So let's not chase after. Let's not do it the reverse way, because it's harder that way, and that's not the way it was designed to. So be a person of value, and then money will flow in your direction.
Okay. Yes, sis. So, lesson number 4. Let's try not to impress, over-impress.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to impress both the guys and the girls. You want the girls to see that, oh, you're living well.
It must be very exhausting.
Yes, Justin, you have nice hairs, nice this one, nice that one. Then, to get those things, you have to go and be begging another guy in his DM. Ah, please now, buy me hair now. Hey, there's this new
is that how they do it?
I don't know. I don't know. So that's why you reduce yourself to someone that needs a man to get whatever she wants. So when you now get...
So I impress people that don't care.
You need to impress people that don't even care.
Because how many seconds am I going to watch that video? Like, for how many seconds am I going to waste watching that video?
Like, you post, get...
Like, you spent so much time begging.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe with everything, you now come and wear that fine clothes and everything, and there's no shish in your account. Is that the kind of big girl you want to do? Not try so hard to impress anybody. Anyone you have, you do it like that. Use it like that. You don't need anybody giving you handouts.
Thank you. Spoken like a true businesswoman. Yes. I think the last moral lesson I have is for people that, you know, would say, okay, but I mean, if I'm in a relationship, it's expected that this, like, everybody has their own role, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I cook and open my leg. You bring money. You understand? I just want to remind you that if somebody is truly in love with you, if you're like in a very, very healthy relationship, they would definitely want to make your life easy.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
You don't need to ask.
You don't need to ask.
The money will come. That
you
is,
don't need to.
That is it.
That's the thing. You don't need to
you
ask.
You don't need to ask.
Because think about it. If you truly love somebody, like, you're always thinking about ways to make that person's life easier ways to make that person happy. You understand?
Yeah.
So if you're in a very, very healthy relationship, you don't necessarily need to ask for these things. They would come naturally because mm-hmm. that's the way it's supposed to be. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And I just wish that many more women were built this way because it will make the world a better place and they'll stop insulting us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that brings us to the end of that segment. So before we wrap up this podcast, I know you've been enjoying our insights, you know. We are two queens that just join kingdoms together so that we can bring this groundbreaking thing to you. So, like, unfortunately, we've come to
the very end
of this podcast episode. I'm glad that you loved it. And if you're a new person, please subscribe, whether you're using Spotify or Apple Music or any listening platform that you use. Because when you subscribe, you get notified when new episodes are out. And also, my cake boss, he makes the most amazing cakes. Now, Maka knows that. I'm also one of, like, her biggest critics.
Yes, she is.
If something is good, I'll say it's good.
She will say it's good.
But I've witnessed her growth over the years, and her cake is one of the cheapest you find in Enugu right now.
So affordable, and I give you luxury.
Yeah, luxury
or nothing.
Two, her cakes, her pastries, they are so moist, they are so sweet, just the right amount of sugar, just the right amount of everything. So, Namaka, where can they reach you?
Okay, so you can get me on IG at Swifty Confectionaries with like double S at the end. And my catering page is at Swift_caterers. Then my floral page event planning page is Swift_luxury events. Like Swift_luxury events. Yes. Then on WhatsApp, you can reach me on 081-000-40323. Okay, so you can also reach out to me on WhatsApp for business advice and consultations.
Okay. I guess a consultant. Don't play.
You already know. So I can help you if you're having difficulties starting a business or you don't know what business to start.
It's not free, oh.
It's not free. Just chinkily money, small money. So yeah, that's it. I've got you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So what's that weird that's So yeah, guys, this will bring us to the end of this episode. I promise to release more episodes as I am free to, because your girl is working two jobs. In fact, three. Because I'm a content creator. If
I tell content you
creator on Instagram.
Who they do.
Yeah. So you know the drill. Like, subscribe, share. And I'll see you on the next one.
Bye. Purr.
Purr.